This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Hendricks. He is the new president of the National Air Transportation Association, taking over from Jim Coyne. It's your first week on the job. How are things looking, Tom?
Hello, Russ. It's great to speak with you and your AvWeb listeners. I'm thrilled to be here at the National Air Transportation Association and very humbled and excited about the opportunity. As you know, I've got some pretty big shoes to fill with my longtime predecessor, Jim Coyne. So we're ready to hit the ground here. I'm certainly in the listening mode, working with our very capable staff and establishing and maintaining all of those very important relationships we have across our membership, across the country, and of course in Washington, where all of our policymakers are located. So I'm very excited about the opportunity and happy to work with our members.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Tom, your background, your experience, and why they picked you for the job.
Well, that's a very good question, Russ. And I wish I knew the answers to that question myself, but I'm very excited to be here. I most recently was the Senior Vice President of Safety, Security, and Operations at Airlines for America. And so I was responsible for most of the core airline functions. I was in that capacity for a little over 2 years. I had retired as a captain at Delta Airlines, where I served for 23 years, and the last five as the director of line operations, where I oversaw the daily flying worldwide. So I had the opportunity to go through a large merger with Northwest Airlines, unfortunately, and went through a bankruptcy as well. So I've had my fair share of change management this last decade. So I'm very pleased to be in Washington and working with all of the professionals in the National Air Transportation Association.
The aviation business hasn't been good the last 4 years, and really it's been cyclical before that. Where is it headed? Is there more rationalization coming our way, and what is NATA's role in all of this?
I think NATA's got a great opportunity to provide leadership within the industry. I've reached out to my colleagues at the other aviation associations, AOPA, NBAA, the Helicopter Association International, and I've been very warmly received, and we all agree that, yes, while these are very challenging times economically, it also presents us with an opportunity to very clearly communicate the critical importance and role that aviation serves in our economy, and to prepare our policymakers to make very good decisions that help enable growth in this program as our economy recovers. So I'm quite optimistic that there's great opportunity for us to have a strong voice and a unified voice in ensuring that the American public and our policymakers, our legislators, our regulators understand the critical need that we have to have a strong and vibrant aviation industry.
Okay, well, from your organization's perspective, what's the number one challenge facing the industry right now?
Well, the number one challenge is ensuring that our members are able to have a vibrant and growing and solid business to support the demand out there, frankly. We're going to see large changes in the aviation system in the coming decades with the next-gen air traffic control system, with a renewal of a lot of the aircraft types, aircraft avionics, the way we view aircraft in the national airspace system. And we need to ensure that general aviation has got a loud and strong voice when key policies are decided here in Washington and in state capitals as well.
EAA, AOPA, and NBAA spend a lot of time together. Their presidents do. NATA, not so much in the past. Are you going to change that?
Well, I'm very fortunate. In my previous role, I was able to interact very extensively with, particularly with NBAA and AOPA. I've had very good conversations with EAA since I took over here at NATA. And so I'm going to take advantage of those long-standing relationships. I've been a member of the NextGen Advisory Subcommittee, co-chairing that with a colleague from NBAA, and I have a very strong relationship with those associations since I've arrived in Washington, so I'm very excited about the opportunities.
Okay, well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck, Tom. Good luck going forward. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.